So you have a very strong desire to study. What would that be called? Nyai and Mimamsa, all these. Then you'll study the philosophy of yoga also. You'll study all of those. Shad Darshan.
If I study Nyaya or Mimamsa, if I study Nyaya, then I'll be studying many of the Mimamsa arguments which the Nyayikas defeat.
Yeah.
But then again, it doesn't invalidate the Mimamsaka's arguments because they, for example...
It's a different perspective on reality.
Yes, and it's a useful perspective, every one of them. The Mimamsaka's, they are more intent, their whole aim is to understand what exactly, how exactly the ritual is to be performed, what exactly the meaning of the Vedic statement. So for them, like if it is...
They're very concerned to uphold the validity of the Vedas. They're like the Arya Samaji idea comes out of that, maybe. Is it the Arya Samajis, they just accept the Vedas? Is it something like that? You know, maybe you didn't study that. The thing is, it's vast. Learning is vast. Shabda Jala Maharanyam. it's a good idea, but to do it as a service to the Sankirtan movement, that should be the first motive. We should all think how we can serve the mission of Prabhupada and our acharyas. And personal desires can be dovetailed in that, but that shouldn't be the first motivation, the prime motivation. So that can be used... There's important usages there. Not many people will appreciate the importance of it, but it should be done as a service.
Well, yesterday you were saying that it's seen as being very complicated.
You don't find it complicated, just like we were the other 2 days ago. There was an interview or questions were sent to me about this book, Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav. It was asking about using abstruse words. But it's only abstruse if you don't understand what it means. Just like in the course of replying, I used the word lucubration. Do you know what that means? So for you it sounds very difficult. But if you know what it means, then you know. It means lucubrations means drawn out intellectual thoughts and speculations, especially if you're trying to make a show of being scholarly. That's my rough definition of the word lucubration, which is usually used as a plural term. So if you know what it means, it's not difficult. But if you don't know what it means, it seems very difficult. So to you it may not seem difficult, but to the layman it looks like a shabda jala, maharanyam. For some people it may seem, for most people it would seem quite difficult because they're not used to all these points. If someone has a very logical kind of mind, then he can follow all these points. Yeah.
The reason is that they don't see any utility to it. So
that's what I was thinking. If you study this, then we can engage all of these scholars, make them preach. Actually, you don't have to become such a great scholar. Already scholars. We preach them and make them devotees. We can give them something to do. We can have a Vedic university. Prabhupada wanted a Vedic university at Kurukshetra. Of all places. That's interesting, isn't it? Like Kurukshetra. He didn't say do it in Mayapur, as far as I know. He wanted to do it in Kurukshetra, which is, of course, the place where the Bhagavad Gita was spoken. Bhagavad Gita is the summation of all Vedic knowledge, which means all knowledge. You were saying yesterday that you wanted to study these so that you could imbibe the Vedic perspective, but the Vedic perspective is Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Yes.
That's it. You don't have to study all these things. you'll get different perspective. Just like Arjuna, he thought he had the Vedic perspective, and Krishna told him, "You're talking rubbish." And actually, what he said, everything Arjuna said, is it seems valid, and it is valid at a certain level, on the level of dharma. But then Krishna wanted to bring Arjuna to the level of yoga. Buddhi yoga upashrita. It's simply dharma that makes you go round in the material world. So his arguments were there not totally wrong, but at a different perspective, at a higher level, it's meaningless. At one level, it's very good. One should look after his elderly parents. He should... The king's duty is to see that the citizens are protected. So all these are valid. But at another level, there is asakta anabhishvanga putra dara grihadishu. That's another level. So like that, in one sense, you'll get the Vedic perspective, but then without Krishna bhakti, then what's the use? Even if you have Krishna bhakti, even if it's mixed up with some Western ideas, which seems inevitable, it's linked with language. It's almost impossible. If we're speaking in English, there's certain ways of thinking or concepts which are embedded in the language, which you, as long as you're using that language, you're forced to some extent to think like that. But on the other hand, if through the English language, through reading Bhagavad Gita as it is, and you take that to heart, then you'll have a better Vedic worldview than a great scholar who is a great Vedic scholar who doesn't understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, who doesn't chant Hare Krishna, who doesn't consider Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, what I propose, you go on, you can do these studies, but do it under the guidance of Gopi Pranadana Prabhu. He has this plan, from what I saw of his planned syllabus, that there would be higher level of studies in which to go. What was he offering? One side was Kavya, And the other was what?
Yes, Vedanta.
Vedanta, yeah. So Vedanta includes all this.
Vedanta includes all this. Vedanta is one place where
it's all dealt with there. So if you can go on and do that, and I guess either he'll teach it or he'll appoint some teachers to teach it. I don't know who that is, but better you do it under his guidance, because he has the great quality of being a scholar and at the same time being totally convinced that sarvam etad ritan mangye yanmam vadasi keshava, in relation to Prabhupada, that Prabhupada's, everything he said was, and everything Prabhupada said and did was correct. So, otherwise it's very easy to get bewildered. You see this left-hand archaman. No, I'm saying, you were telling me yesterday, this left, Prabhupada was performing archaman, and that's enough for some people to lose their faith in Prabhupada. I would say if Prabhupada did that, it's probably Krishna inspired him to do that, just so that faithless people would lose faith in Prabhupada. So something like the Moshala Leela or something like that. It's deliberately there to give people an excuse to think that they know better than Prabhupada.
Even the Sanskrit mistakes. Even the Sanskrit mistakes are not there.
Yeah.
But Prabhupada never made a claim that he is a Sanskrit scholar.
No, he in the beginning of his... he is the greatest Sanskrit scholar, because he, just like the Brahmin in Sri Rangam who was reading Bhagavad Gita and he couldn't pronounce, it was Ashuddha Ucharan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you are the greatest scholar of Bhagavad Gita. So Prabhupada himself, in this preface to Srimad Bhagavatam, quoted Abhadhavatyapi. Even though it isn't properly composed, it's still Srinvanti Gayanti Gurinanti Sadhava. Prabhupada translated in this context, Sadhava, purified men who are thoroughly honest. So Prabhupada's English also, it's not perfect, but his message is perfect. That you should see. It's, we don't worship Prabhupada. See, there's many people in India who have some appreciation of Prabhupada, that he spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, many devotees. But at the same time, they think that he wasn't such a good philosopher, or they're as good as him, or whatever. But actually, Prabhupada's books, as he said, they're the law books for the next 10,000 years. You should have a good, very good, solid basis in that. Prabhupada's books are... How does he translate that in Srimad Bhagavatam? The Dhanyam Swasti Ayanam Mahat. How does Prabhupada... All perfect, all... I can't remember. It's very beautiful. Actually, Prabhupada's... In the first canto, especially, when Prabhupada was doing it by hand, writing by hand, first and second cantos, Prabhupada's English is often very beautiful, very poetic. I can't remember all beautiful. I can't remember what's that. You should read that, the translation. You can get it there. We have it's in the first canto at the end of the third chapter. It's been edited somewhat by the editors to make the English more grammatically correct, but basically it's what Prabhupada said, and it's very beautiful. Have you got that, the first canto?
The first canto.
Oh. You can look it up in Idam Bhagavata Nama Purana Brahmi Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishihi. What's the next line? Nishrayasaya lokasya swasti swasti dhanyam swasti ayanam mahat. You can look that up. You got that? So Idam Bhagavatam Nama. There's more than one verse which begins Idam Bhagavatam Nama. Purana Brahma Samhitam. Purana Brahma Samhitam. Adhitavan Dvaparado. Pitu Dvaipayana Aham. There's another verse that begins with that. Oh, here, just the battery went down. Why don't you set it up that automatically hibernated, is it? Why don't you take this? You don't need this. Every time you have to.
Once I left the computer, somebody had access.
Well, they messed around with it?
Yes.
Ah, this one, yeah. Purana Brahma Samhitam, this one. Oh, this is the. So look up 1340. Where's F2? 1340. Going along. Yeah. Yeah. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of Godhead, and it is compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God. It is meant for the ultimate good of all people, and it's all successful, all blissful, and all perfect. That's inspired English, isn't it? It's really beautiful. So yeah, this idea that Prabhupada is just some kind of middling scholar, I don't accept that at all. Prabhupada, he knows the essence of everything and was empowered to present it to the world. Many years ago, Atmatattva Prabhu told me that he'd met a scholar in South India who said that if you see Prabhupada's translations or his writings, if you're a mediocre Sanskrit scholar, you'll think that they're just not very good. But if you're of very high class or very developed Sanskrit scholar, you'll see how excellent they are.
In the beginning, when I started reading Srila Prabhupada's books, I was not confident if the translation was going to be accurate. That's all I was doing. I was being part of it. That's how I read Srila Prabhupada's books. That's why I never read those. In the beginning, I never read those small books because I was not confident that what he'd be saying there was going to be accurate. So I used to read these books word by word and see whether it was actually true to the translation. I spent many days with one verse.
Putting your judgment. So yeah, better you do this under Gopi Pranathana Prabhu. I don't like this idea. You go to Mysore, you don't have any association of devotees, and you're just all the time with people who, they may be good scholars and good people, but they're not devotees, and they have a world view which is different to that which we want to imbibe. You'll end up as a scholar. So many scholars have come and gone. But we want you to be a devotee. The most important thing is to be a devotee. Better to be a devotee cleaning the floor all your life than to be a great scholar who's not properly linked with Krishna. Narahari Chakravarti spent his whole life cooking in the temple of Radha Govinda in Vrindavan, and then towards the end of his life he composed Bhakti Ratnaka, monumental work. It's major work. But he didn't come out before that with his intellectual work. He was humbly performing that service. So better you do that under Gopi Pranathana Prabhu. I wouldn't want you to go away and do that, no. You tend to be somewhat weak in rising, is it, in the morning? Or getting your sadhana done, you tend to get sidetracked. So, if you're in association with devotees, then that will help to keep you strong. Sange shakti kulo yuge. You know where that's from, that quote? I don't know where it's from. But it makes sense, doesn't it? Because in Kali Yuga, Sankirtan, whereas in Krita Yuga, you're just by yourself doing the dhyanam. Yeah. But in Kali Yuga, bhakti should be done in association. So, according to the syllabus of Gopi Purandana Prabhu, you should be eligible at this point to go on to the next stage, isn't it? Either Kavya or Vedanta. Isn't it? So you can ask him. I don't know if he's ready to teach it, or maybe he can. Maybe I don't know what his plan is. Maybe he'll appoint someone to teach it. I have no idea who is he. Who is there in the Gaudiya line who's going to teach Vedanta? I have no idea. Who is there? There used to be. In the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, there were many scholars in Bengal. I've hardly met any Sanskrit scholars in Bengal. There are a few in Navadweep. There's a Sanskrit college or in the university in Dhaka, and in the university in Shillet, there's a Sanskrit college, but the level is not very high. But at that time in Bengal, there were many smarter pundits. I never saw any smarter pundits. They all became all their descendants became communists, all these Bhattacharyas. The present head of the chief minister in West Bengal, he's a Bhattacharya. Probably his great-grandfather was a smarter pundit. So they used to have the debates and everything in Sanskrit, speaking Sanskrit. Now it's lost. It's lost. In Navadweep there are a few scholars here and there. Not many. Handful.
All of these scholars who I spoke to, they also said Navadweep
is the center of that. Nowadays? Hardly, as far as I know. Anyway, you go and ask, when you go and ask Gopi Pranathan Prabhu about this. Alright? Yeah, it's alright, they're not trying to convert you on the spot. I understand that. But at the same time, they may not even want to convert you or whatever. Although, actually, everyone who has a worldview wants to convert everyone else to it, actually. Even the people who say, we're very liberal and we just allow everyone to think what they like, but they're very particular that everyone else should think like that. You can think what you like as long as you think that everyone should think what they like. If you say any one particular line, this is the only way. They're very much against that. So they don't actually accept the idea that everyone should think what they... Everyone should be allowed to think whatever they like. Well, in my opinion, everyone shouldn't be allowed to think what they like. Well, you're not allowed to think that. But then you're not allowing me to think what I like. So there's an inherent contradiction in that outlook. So, that's it. They may not want to convert you, but they have a certain outlook which is not param satyam according to Vyasadeva. Is it? Are they what kind of scholar? What's their lineage? Is Smarthas or what?
Yeah, that's true. Whenever I used to present, he used to say, "What? Why? How are you saying this?" But when I used to present arguments, he used to accept. Okay, so you.
Mayavadi means that in practical life, the Grihasthas, they're Smarthas. The Shankara line for Grihasthas means they should be Smarthas. The Mayavadi, you have to be a sannyasi if you strictly want to follow Shankara. Then he wouldn't, traditionally they wouldn't discuss with you all these things, or they wouldn't want to teach you anyway. Because you're not from a Brahmin family. Yeah, definitely. Don't hear from Mayavadis. That's very dangerous.
From him I could get a proper understanding of what they think.
You can do, but you're not so strong that you can, hear what they think and not be affected by it. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mayavada Bhasha Shunile Hoi Sarvanash. Jiva Goswami studied it in his youth, when he was younger than you. And then he wrote his Sandarbhas. But the general prescription is, prescription or proscription, is Mayavadi Bhasha Shunile Hoi Sarvanash. Do you know what that means? Prescription and proscription. Prescription means what you should do. Just like medical prescription. And proscription means what you shouldn't do. Yeah, and they're also, it's also Nirishvabad, or it works out to be this, comes to the same thing. Ultimately, they don't accept Krishna as supreme. Well, they have a theory, just like Mayavadis have a theoretical idea. They're a satyama pratishtam te jagadahura nishwaram. Mimamsakas also, because their idea of Ishvara, he's not really Ishvara at all. He's also control. He's not independent.
The Mimamsakas, they argue that the world is real.
Ah. Yeah, but the Ishvara is real, but he's not Ishvara.
Yeah, it's controlled by
him. He's an Ishvaram. The Jagat is an Ishvara. And Apratishta. Is it, they'll say the Pratishta is the, what will they say, Yajna. Kimanyat Kama Haitukam, they'll say Kimanyat Yajna Haitukam, maybe they'll say. I'm not sure, you probably know all these things better than me.
They understand.
But moksha, they're not interested in it either. They think it's a contamination to want to moksha. Anyway, I don't know all this in detail. There's probably all different varieties of mimamsakas also, who all have different flavors of understanding it.
And isn't once I know, if you speak to them about moksha, then they will say, yeah, you can have any philosophy you want, but how can you reject regulations that are there in the Vedas? The Vedas have prescribed that something has to be done, then in your free time you can think of whatever.
Well, that Krishna also suggests, doesn't he? That yajna dana tapaha, they shouldn't be given up. And yajna, that means the Mimamsakas, everything they're doing is aimed at that, huh? Yajna. Yajna vai Vishnuhu. Alright, anyway, you should study under, better you stay under Gopi Parandana Prabhu, who, although you've been under him long enough to know who he is, how he works, and somewhat unorganized, but, very much fixed on Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's mission. Like that. So you be with him.
In case that he suggests that I study under someone, then maybe
I'll... You'd still have to have it ratified with me. If it's... Yeah, especially if it's not a devotee. If he suggests that you study under a devotee, but even then you should remain in the association of our devotees. I might even consider in Mysore if we had a center there. But
we have this one function.
Yeah, so what's the use?
Is it possible like this that a group of devotees, not just me alone, group of devotees who are interested?
No. I don't go and study with a Mayavadi. Who's that group who's going to study?
I've inspired one or two people to study Sanskrit.
Mm-hmm.
I've inspired one or two people to study Sanskrit.
Yeah, but they're not ready for that, even from the linguistic point of view. Is it?
One of them is from Canada. He was living in Vrindavan.
Mm.
I taught him little Sanskrit, and then he got inspired, and he studied.
Let them become devotees first of all. Let them become solid devotees. That's much more important than becoming scholars. Scholarship is good as in service to Krishna, not as a goal in itself. That we reject. Yes, scholarship. Yes, be a scholar, but as a service to Krishna. That I'm encouraging scholarship in service to Krishna, but not just scholarship, which might have some peripheral use in Krishna's service, that we're not interested in. So you have to see what is your service first and foremost. Prabhupada could have, they say he's not scholar. I mean, he could have become, during those years he was living in Vrindavan, he could have studied a lot more, and you'll find people who are very learned and this and that, but what did they do? What did they do? What was their service? Prabhupada was writing. It takes, at the time he was writing, he could have been studying also, but he didn't. He wanted to perform his service to his Guru Maharaj. Lokanam hitakarino. The six Goswamis, they were studying for the purpose of lokahit. So whatever we do, we should think how we can serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and their mission is para upaka, help others. Not simply that we become whatever it is. Someone may want to be a great scholar, someone may want to be a great artist, someone may want to be a great madanga player, someone may want to be a great cook, someone may want to be a great vina player, but the main thing we should just think, how by our service our guru can be satisfied, without which everything is useless. So, when are you supposed to go to Govardhan? Just soon, isn't it?